Hey, Print Hustlers, Bruce from Printavo here, Simple Shop Management Software. I did a really cool interview with Josh Keane and Stephen Farrig. They're from ThreadMP and Campus Inc. down in Champaign and over in California. They were talking really about the crazy things they've done for customers. And I think this really pushes everybody to think about how crazy and how far have you gone for your customers. If it hasn't been that crazy, you really should try to push it even further. I mean, Josh dives into handwritten notes. He remembers a lot of special dates, newborn babies, weddings, all of that to really make a very personal connection to your customer so that they're willing to keep coming back and really just pay more for a service because they have that personal connection. I'm sure you guys have paid for a product that have cost more just because you had a really good connection and you knew that you'd be taken care of. Well, this is the connection that they create. And these are some examples that Josh talks about. These are really good. Take a listen.
You talked too about Josh's customer service, and everyone likes to talk about that we give the best. We're here for the customer. We're number one, right? But what are some more specific things that you think you do that really make it stand out to the customers?
I've driven 3 hours to drop, you know, shirts off to a customer on a Friday night at 2 a.m. You know, like we really try to go the extra mile to make sure the customer's happy and we meet deadlines. Because if we don't, then it's kind of pointless. You know, if somebody wants 1,000 shirts for a barbecue Saturday morning and they're not finished till Friday night, they have to get them before that Saturday morning, and we'll do everything we can to get them there. I mean, we've next day aired things to customers. We printed for Ashton Kutcher one time. We had a next day air to LA on a Saturday. Things like that happen. I've driven 3 hours before. I finished a job, literally jumped on the freeway. I live in California, so our freeways are pretty much, if you leave anytime on a weekday after 2, you're not coming back for 4 hours. You got 3 or 4 hours of traffic that you got to work with, you know? So, and you know, it's going to suck, but you just hop on, throw on a podcast and just drive, and you drop off a box of maybe even, I think one order was like 24 shirts. It was just to make the customer happy. You know, you want to make sure that they get what they need and you provide a good service. And if you can't do that, then it's kind of, there's kind of no reason to be in the industry because you're nothing without your customers, you know?
I was just curious, have you guys ever looked at like handwritten cards or things like that around the holidays?
Sure. Sure. No, handwritten cards are awesome. We send cupcakes to some customers, and I would love to do more handwritten cards, but it's hard finding the time. You're totally right. I love handwritten cards. I know there's also some people that cheat. There's a company out there that'll do handwritten but not handwritten cards.
Yeah,
it's like a machine.
I've seen that.
That'll draw with handwriting. It's actually kind of cool. I don't know if anybody would really even notice, but it's kind of a little cheating because people think it's handwritten, you know?
Right.
I guess there's some statistic.
I think it's called like Bond or something.
Yeah, there's some statistic that says like 80% of people will open up a handwritten card versus like 30% of people will open up a, you know, a generic, you know, fake non-handwritten card, you know? And that's kind of cool.
Do you find like your big wins are more like customer, keeping those customer relationships, like interacting with them so that they bring you more and more and more? Or are you doing a lot of like cold calling to find new orders? Like what's your balance?
It seems like most of your customers, just keeping them happy. You know, you call them all the time. You make sure everything's happy. I check up, like, not even to sell them anything. Like, I think that's the biggest thing is people always think that sales is about selling. And it's really not. It's about getting to know people. When somebody says they're getting married, you call them on their wedding day, or, you know, you email them on their wedding day, say, hey, I hope you have a great wedding. You know, like, just like making sure that they know that you care. And like I said, it is about business, but it's not. Most of our business is about making friends and making meeting new customers, but they're not necessarily just customers. You don't think of them as just customers. It's not always about just sales. And that's why I tell people, people come in all the time and they're like, hey, you know, what about this? What about that? And I'm like, I'm not a salesman. I am, and I'm good at what I do, but I'm not trying to sell you something. You're coming to me for a product, and I'm just trying to help you find that thing that you need. That's like, to me, that's like 90% of our job is somebody wants t-shirts. They don't know what they want. They don't exactly have a design necessarily. They have maybe something in their head, but it's figuring out what they want and how to get them what they have in their mind's vision, you know? I think a lot of it's just relationships. I don't necessarily consider all my customers customers. A lot of them are just friends that I've met. They've been customers, you know, for 5 years, and now we're friends. I stop by, we have a beer, you know? Just stuff like that to make it so it's not just about sales. It's not just about, hey, how many shirts are buying this week? And that really actually does drive sales. It's about being honest and open and not about just being like, hey, how many shirts are you gonna buy this week, you know?